COVID's being blamed for a lot more deaths. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. While the U.S. closes in on a million people dying from the virus and the Johns Hopkins tracker, more than 6 million globally, the World Health Organization has a new tally. Nearly 15 million deaths blamed not just on COVID, but also on the effects the pandemic has had on health services. There's a new Fox COVID poll.
40% believe the virus is somewhat under control. That said, 62% of respondents say mask mandates in schools should end. That sentiment is much closer as it concerns planes, trains, and buses. 51% say end the travel mask mandates. 45% say not yet.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, a judge's ruling ended enforcing masks on public transportation. So many Americans don't wear them now, even though the CDC still recommends it. Ukraine's getting more financial aid, nearly $7 billion raised at a conference in Poland.
It is atrocious. It is a war crime on an everyday basis that Russia is committing.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, the fighting rages in Mariupol, where hundreds more civilians have fled in recent days.
The Red Cross says it has not forgotten about everybody else that is still there. They are actively trying to get everyone out of Mariupol. And a Ukrainian Marine commander released a new video confirming that Russia is now storming that Mariupol steel plant after bombing it from above.
Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv. There's new fencing outside the Supreme Court, tall and unscalable, following the much-protested leak this week of a draft opinion showing justices ready to overturn the ruling that legalized abortion. President Biden blames extremist conservatives, wondering what's next.
What happens if you have a state change the law saying that children who are LGBTQ can't be in classrooms with other children?
A federal judge in Alabama considers a challenge today to a state law that would take effect Sunday, banning puberty blockers and other hormones given to transgender youth under the age of 19. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Well, stocks are falling big after a big three-day rebound rally to start the month of May. Fox's Lillian Wu watching the markets and more live here in New York.
Dave, you're right. The Dow has given back more than half of yesterday's gains. So far, it's down about 517 points, S&P off by 80, and NASDAQ has lost more than 360 points. Big tech shares like Facebook and Amazon seeing a sell-off. Also, pandemic winners are losers today, Netflix, Moderna, and Etsy, for instance, plunging 17%. And those claims for first-time jobless help last week inching up, hitting 200,000. That's its highest since early March. Dave?
Lily, the price of oil surging again today, more than $2, back over $110 a barrel, while gas rises another 2 cents. AAA's national average for regulars almost $4.25 per gallon, close to a record. Diesel hit another all-time high today, $5.47 a gallon. That's up 15 cents since Monday. A year ago, diesel was only about $3. The prices of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are down this morning. California is the first state to begin working on regulating digital currency.
California Governor Gavin Newsom, in an executive order directing state agencies to move in tandem with the path laid out by the federal government to regulate digital currency. The Democrat, in a statement, saying the plan will get California ahead of the cryptocurrency curve, laying the foundation to allow for consumers and businesses to thrive. It's an innovative move for the nation's most populous state, which has a larger economy than all but four countries. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
In the NBA playoffs,
Booker, another three. Quick six, just like that.
Devin Booker and the Phoenix Suns went up 2-0 on Dallas, beating the Mavericks 129-109 on TNT. Miami's also up 2-0 on Philadelphia. The Heat topped the Sixers 119-103. While in hockey, Carolina, Edmonton, Minnesota, and Tampa Bay won playoff games. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.